Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Chad Parent. Chad is the survey coordinator here at Game and Fish. Chad, hunting seasons are in full swing. What kind of information are we collecting from our hunters about all these hunting seasons?
Well, as game managers, we're really interested in making decisions based on biology. And when it comes to harvest, making the best possible biological decisions requires a couple pieces of information. We want to know where hunters hunted, how long they hunted there, and if they were successful at harvesting anything when they were hunting.
Okay, what do we do with all this data?
That's a good question. In the short term, we take this information and we produce estimates of harvest that we give to our biologists. And they take that information and they'll look at it and compare it to their goals for the upcoming year. And they'll decide, you know, how many and where to distribute harvest pressure in upcoming hunting seasons. In the long term, the collection of this information year after year has really produced this really great historical data set. And so take the deer gun season, for example. We've been collecting deer rifle season information from our hunters in pretty much the same way for the past 50 years almost. And that allows us to ask some really cool questions and to make some really great insights. So if we assume that the change in the amount of harvest year after year is the same as the change in the actual population size of the deer, then we can basically use harvest information as a stand-in for population size. And what we can do from that then is we can compare deer population trends today and look at any reference point in the past 50 years and understand that much better the status of the deer population. And that's a really powerful big picture tool that not a lot of state agencies have. And I think it's one of the great legacies of collecting our harvest information the way we have at the Game and Fish.
Game and Fish provides hunters with a lot of technology, GPS, maps, plots, maps, a lot of online tools. How are we using technology to survey our hunters?
It's a good question. You know, it's a question I get asked a lot by our hunters. They'll just write it on to one of our paper surveys. And so right now, one of my pushes is to create an internet-based version of our standard paper survey that we would send out to hunters through the mail. And we're using an online survey tool to start exploring, you know, exactly how to do that.
Okay, what are the benefits of electronic surveys?
Well, some of the immediate benefits are they're just more cost-effective. You know, we're not paying for an envelope. We're not paying to print the survey and postage, but I think there are two really important benefits, like beyond the cost of sending these out. And the first one is convenience to our hunters. You know, we have a generation of hunters now who are pretty much doing everything in their life online. They're paying their bills online. They're communicating online. They're watching television online. And so I think they ought to be able to complete their deer survey online as well. And kind of the second benefit is the immediacy with which we can collect this information and give it back to our biologists. You know, with a paper survey, we would have to send that survey out to the hunters and wait for it to get delivered by the post office. Assuming they returned it right away, as soon as they got it, we'd have to wait for it to come back and it gets into our office so that our staff can open the survey and put it on my desk to process. And that time, or that process can sometimes take, you know, 2 or 3 weeks before I can get information back to our biologist. Whereas with these online surveys, it happens in real time.
Right. These mail surveys have been a very important tool for us for the last 50 years. How are we going to make sure these electronic surveys are going to be just as good?
Well, this is definitely a mode of delivery that we're really interested in. And we want to learn as much as we can before we jump into it. And so one of the things, or part of the learning process, is going to our colleagues in other agencies and learning from what they did. And what they'll tell you is that mail surveys, for a lot of our hunters, are still going to be the gold standard. And so we're actually working with University of North Dakota to do some research on implementing both a mail survey and an internet-based electronic survey and trying to figure out the best possible way to do that to meet everybody's needs. And so our main objective is You know, which surveys do we send out to which hunters, and what is the best way that they like receiving those surveys? So we're selecting a small random sample of hunters to receive the electronic survey and test it out on them. And our central question that we want an answer to is, are they responding to an electronic survey differently than they would respond to our standard paper survey? And right now we're in year two of a 3-year long study, and so in about a year we should have a pretty good idea of how to integrate these internet surveys into our standard mail survey protocol.
Okay, regardless of the survey method, this information is so important to collect. I mean, how hard are these surveys to fill out, Chad?
You know, they're pretty straightforward, and
takes you less than, what, 30 seconds probably in a lot of cases?
Yeah, you know, if you're good at completing these things and if you've seen them before, and I think most of our hunters have, it's probably not the first time they've filled out one of these surveys through the mail, you know, it's probably going to take less than a minute to get it out there.
So if you get one in the mail, take just a little bit of time to fill that information out, because it's very useful for a biologist.
Yeah, exactly. It's the lifeblood of how our agency manages wildlife resources. And I personally think if you're a great sportsman in our state, and by and large we have a lot of those, and we have a lot of people with a strong hunting heritage, part of that is just returning your survey and ensuring that the wildlife resource that you love and share sticks around.
A lot of good information, Chad. Thank you.
You bet.
The North Dakota Game and Fish Department sends out surveys on deer hunting, waterfowl hunting, upland bird hunting, and more. So if you do receive one in the mail or by email, take 30 seconds, fill it out, as biologists use that information to manage North Dakota's wildlife populations. For Survey Coordinator Chad Parent and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.